This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
I know I've been spending a lot of time on Jersey lately. And that's, I don't mean to not talk about PA or Philly. I try to cover as much of our region as I can. It's just that all the stories seem to be coming out of New Jersey right now. There's a whole story today. See Corey Run. It's all about, it's from the Weekly Standard, it's all about how Spartacus Count Grandstangela Cory Booker is running for president. The 2020 campaign has begun, and Cory Booker's in it to win it. Now, I'm paying this guy's salary. If you are a Jerseyan, you are also paying his salary as he gets to run for president. Now, there's another guy who may run for president. His name is Phil Murphy. He's the governor of New Jersey, and he and his attorney general, Gurbir Grewal, I may not be saying that right. Gurbir Grewal, the attorney general, they've issued rules for the police in New Jersey to deal with immigration and customs enforcement. ICE, baby. And this is crazy. You see, because instead of cooperating with ICE, the state of New Jersey is now turning around and saying, we are not going to cooperate in any way, shape, or form. We are not cooperating with you at all. ICE turns around and says, well, you can't stop us. We're now going to go in with even more people. So think about the sanctuary city and how the evolution of this, and this is what I mean about politicians who are completely out for themselves. It's all about their own personal self-interest. It used to be like this. There's a guy in a jail, all right? He's arrested for something. The cops arrest this person for whatever, whether it's the New Jersey State Police or a local police department. They arrest the guy. Maybe it's a drunk DUI. Maybe it's a robbery. Maybe, who knows, right? He's in jail. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will put a detainer hold on that person, meaning please hold him, don't release him, we're going to come pick him up. Now, it used to be, well, okay, the guy's a criminal, so sure, we'll turn him over to you, not a problem. This was not, you know, the state of New Jersey or any state for that matter going into the little bodega and dragging the people behind the counter out, or a little old lady shopping, or a guy mowing the lawn or anything else. No, you had to be arrested for something, a crime unrelated to being in the country illegally, to wind up in the jail to get the ICE detainer request. But then grandstanding politicians decided we can call ourselves a sanctuary city and we cannot cooperate with them. It started with the extremist areas of California, San Francisco and other places like that. We'll declare ours a sanctuary city, not for illegal immigrants, but for criminals who are illegal immigrants. I mean that there's a distinction because I know somebody's going to go, well, they're all criminals. No, understand my point here. To break a state law, you wind up in state jail, right? There's no state law against entering the country illegally. It's a federal offense. It's a federal issue. But you've broken some law to wind up a state criminal in the criminal justice system, or at least a suspect in the criminal justice system. So there you're there. You're in the jail. And instead of the state going, well, it's a criminal, we'll turn the criminal over, we'll go, it's sanctuary. Sending a message to their base, their voters, that all illegal immigrants in the state have sanctuary. But that's not true. Because you can't keep the feds out. You can't keep Immigration and Customs Enforcement out. They have the legal right to come into the state and enforce federal law. Now, the state is not compelled to enforce federal law, but the state can't stop the feds from enforcing federal law. And vice versa, by the way, the feds can't stop the state from enforcing state law. I mean, they can try, you know, they can sue. There's a mechanism by which the Department of Justice, the federal Department of Justice, can sue a state to try to get them to stop a law enforcement procedure. But that is up to a judge. There's a court. I mean, in other words, there's a process for that. But what the state of New Jersey has done now is they've gone even a step further. They've now declared Phil Murphy, when he isn't busy covering up a rapist on his staff, Phil Murphy has declared the entire state of New Jersey a sanctuary state. Again, this relates to criminals who are in jail. That's how ICE gets word of them, through the system where they share the names. And ICE turns around and says, hey, give us that person. Because in addition to whatever crime they did on the state level, they're also wanted for this on the federal level, and we're going to deport them. So it really should not be controversial to turn the person over. This was not a raid on a painting company or a landscaping company. This is a person who broke the law on the state level and is in jail, right? I mean, everybody understands that point. Well, then they go a step further. Governor Phil Murphy, while he's not covering up for a rapist on his staff and lying to everybody about when he knew that a woman says she was raped. Then Phil Murphy and his attorney general, Grabir Gawal, turn around and say, I got to make sure I get his name right because I don't want to be suspended from my job because he's very, very sensitive. They're all very sensitive. Anyway, they turn around and say police cannot help ICE in any way, shape or form. The police in New Jersey, whether it's the state police or local police, cannot cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And when I say cooperate, I mean they can't do anything. There are all these rules that they put out. And all these rules that they put out, essentially now, some of the most controversial ones, this from NJ Advanced Media, NJ.com. 7 controversial new rules that New Jersey cops must follow when they interact with immigrants. All right, number one. No asking about immigration status unless it's relevant to an investigation of a serious crime. Local and state police can't stop, question, arrest, search, or detain an immigrant because they suspect they are living in the U.S. illegally. Police can't ask about immigration status unless they are investigating a serious crime where it is relevant to the alleged offense. Number two, no helping ICE with its investigations. New Jersey police officers can't participate in ICE operations or raids involving civil immigration cases. Local police are also forbidden from giving ICE access to their databases, equipment, office space, or other law enforcement resources in those cases. Three, corrections officers can only hold prisoners in ICE in limited circumstances. New Jersey correction officers are forbidden from allowing ICE agents to interview people detained on criminal charges unless the detained had consulted a lawyer and signed a consent form. New Jersey jails also can't honor an ICE immigration detainer. A request that the jail hold an immigrant until ICE can pick him or her up, unless the detainee has been charged with or convicted of a serious crime and has a pending deportation order from a judge. By the way, it all started with these ICE detainer holds. That's where this concept of sanctuary city came from. Again, grandstanding politicians who said, even though this person's in our jail for breaking our law, we're not going to cooperate with the feds. That's how it all began. It's important to understand that. Because I think these terms get lost and people say, no, it's sanctuary for anyone who's in the country illegally. That's not what it's about. They can't provide sanctuary for anybody who's in the country illegally. That's impossible. They don't have the power to do that under the law. They don't. Because if ICE comes in to arrest somebody, there's nothing the state can do about it. I mean, they can try. They can have a standoff and we'll have another civil war, I guess. But I don't think they want to do that. Prosecutors can't discredit witnesses in court based on their immigration status. Remember, prosecutors are agents of the state. Those agents of the state are not allowed to even bring it up. Law enforcement agencies have to help unauthorized immigrants apply for visas. All police departments, prosecutors' offices, and law enforcement agencies must develop procedures to help victims and witnesses living in the country illegally apply for special visas. The T visas and U visas give unauthorized immigrants a special immigration status for helping with law enforcement investigations. Number six, no more making side deals with ICE to deputize local police as immigration officers. Number seven, report every instance where you helped Immigration and Customs Enforcement. All state, county, and local police departments and agencies need to keep track of every case where they assisted federal immigration authorities and report them to the Attorney General's office. They should include every case where New Jersey's jails held prisoners accused of serious crimes on ICE detainers so they can be picked up by immigration agents. These are big changes. Even the previous Attorney General, Ann Milgram, the previous Democrat Attorney General, Ann Milgram, who had issued the Milgram Directive in 2007 under then-Governor John Corzine, those rules were not even as strict as these rules are, but she's written an op-ed in the paper to say, I'm glad that the state's gone even further now in tying the hands of law enforcement. What is the response by then the Immigration and Customs Enforcement? How do they respond? Well, they respond by saying, well, we're now going to come in with twice as many agents and twice as many warrants, twice as many guns, and there's nothing you can do about it. And who does that put at risk? Well, obviously it puts at risk anybody who's in the country illegally in the state of New Jersey, right? So instead of them just focusing on people who are in jail for another crime that they committed on the state level, a crime involving robbery or something else, instead of ICE just focusing on those individuals, now they're going to focus on anybody who's in the country illegally living in the state of New Jersey. So what does that mean? That means that the grandstanding politicians, by declaring a state a sanctuary city, have actually made it more likely that the average law-abiding illegal immigrant, again, I say law-abiding from the perspective of the state law, okay? Don't write me and tell me that they're all criminals because they're here illegally. That's irrelevant to the point of the state. The state does not prosecute immigration crimes. That was a Supreme Court ruling. So otherwise law-abiding citizens going, excuse me, not citizens, law-abiding illegal immigrants going about their day, right? Not breaking the laws of the state of New Jersey. They are now targets of ICE. Whereas it used to be, ICE only wanted the people who had broken the law of that state because they'd get a little notification and go, oh, look, so-and-so just got picked up in Camden for dealing drugs. And we have a deportation order on them. Great. Issue a detainer hold. And then the Camden County Jail would hold that person until ICE came. So the people that were targeted by ICE back then were in jail. But now ICE says, well, since you're not going to cooperate with us, we're now going to go after anybody who's here illegally. So these grandstanding politicians really hurt, you know, people that are just doing jobs and working at the stores and doing all the other things who happen to have come into the country illegally. And whereas the feds were not focused on them before, now they are. This is what I mean about the grandstanding of the left. They don't really care about the people who may become the victims here, either the victims of an illegal immigrant committing a crime or the illegal immigrants themselves who otherwise would have been ignored by ICE. They don't care about them. They care about themselves. They care about their own grandstanding careers. Their own grandstanding careers. They don't care that there may be somebody in their jail who is a serial criminal. And if they release that person versus handing that person over to ICE, they may be deported from our country and we don't have to deal with them anymore. They don't care. They don't care that that person may go out and hurt somebody else. They don't care. It's all about their careers. And they don't care that now they've put at jeopardy anybody who's just going about their day but happens to be in the country illegally. Now they're on ICE's radar too. Because ICE is saying, we're not going to just sit back and do nothing. You can't keep us out. That's not how this works. We've got to follow federal law. That's what I mean about grandstanding leftist politicians, whether it's Cory Booker, Count Grandstangelis, Spartacus Booker in the Tears of Rage band, or Phil Murphy when he's not covering up for a rapist on his staff making $140,000 a year. That's where we are right now. So again, I apologize for bringing up the state of New Jersey over and over again, but I'll tell you this. The key point here is that some of the national political players happen to reside in that state, and they're costing you a lot of money.
Not your parents' talk radio, The Rich Cioli Show.
700 MS-13 gang members lurking in New Jersey as the state targets the gang. You can run across the earth, but we'll always find you. That was the warning a suspected MS-13 member received when he tried to flee the gang, according to what he told an investigator in New Jersey in a jail. A stranger approached him with a cell phone, and he recognized the voice on the line from El Salvador, where the gang is headquartered. But the story's suspect. The tale of the ominous message resembles a common MS-13 ruse, according to a new state report targeting the gang. When facing law enforcement, members sometimes claim they are victims of the gang. The man was in the United States without legal status and awaited extradition to El Salvador to face a murder charge. He said he was framed. Asked about his gang tattoos, the man smiled and said he had no idea that they were associated with MS-13. He didn't know, he says. He had no idea they were associated with the gang. Imagine that. You just get these tats all over your body and they go, those are MS-13 tattoos. And the guy says, oh man, I asked for I Heart Mom. I can't believe they put the gang tattoos on my arm. That happens a lot at tattoo parlors. The man was in the U.S. without legal status, obviously. The state report posted at the bottom of the story describes how New Jersey has become a hub for MS-13 activity on the East Coast, with high-ranking leaders here directing regional operations beyond the Garden State. Now, gee, why would that be? Why would they target New Jersey as one of their places, and New York, and Pennsylvania? Now, obviously, because there's a lot of money there, and a lot of people that would like to buy drugs and whatnot, but also because of the fact that these are sanctuary states. I mean, there's obviously a causality here, without question. If you were a sanctuary state for the mafia would also tend to gather there. And it's just common sense, right? But the state will never acknowledge that. The state of New Jersey won't turn around and go, all right, you know, this sanctuary thing is stupid because all we're doing is letting criminals out. And now we're actually jeopardizing otherwise law-abiding people in our state who have done nothing wrong in the state. And now we're jeopardizing them too, because they could also now be the target of ICE versus just turning over people who are in jail. And the state will never acknowledge that that may be the reason now why there might be 700 MS-13 gang members lurking in the state. They won't acknowledge that either. This is the beautiful thing about being on the left. It's why they have such an advantage. The left can go out there and show selective outrage over a 30-year-old sexual assault claim, but ignore a one-year-old sexual assault claim from a woman who's in the governor's office in New Jersey. They can just ignore it. The media can pound the drums about Brett Kavanaugh's alleged sexual assault victim over and over and over again, or a traffic jam in Fort Lee, and then ignore a woman who says she's been silenced by Phil Murphy's administration. And the media can ignore the tie-in between a rise in MS-13 gang members and the state now issuing rules to law enforcement saying, you can't ask about immigration status. So, and all the other things that the law enforcement can't do. They won't ever say that there's a link here. 700 gang members living in New Jersey. This is the Asbury Park Press, by the way, writing this. Not Fox News, and it's not Breitbart. 700 members are living in New Jersey from towns like Union City, Morristown, Trenton, Red Bank, Lindenwald, Lakewood, according to a state police count from 2010. Now, that's from 2010. Do you think it might be a little higher now? I think so. The report also describes law enforcement tactics that have been effective in combating the gang, curfews for minors, quick removal of graffiti, and police scrutiny of parks where MS-13 members are known to meet. The report is a new product by the State Commission of Investigation, a roughly 50-person government fact-finding group created in 1968 and tasked with investigating organized crime. According to Director of Communications Kathy Hennessy Riley, the commission previously released roundups of trends. This is a new approach focusing on one group at a time. All right, Asbury Park Press. Now, again, this is the exact same day the story comes out. 7 controversial new rules cops must follow when they interact with immigrants. And their argument is, well, we're going to focus on actual crimes. We're not going to deal with working with ICE. We're going to focus on actual crime. That's what the former attorney general of the state, Ann Milgram, says. She says, you know, hey, here's the deal. This is pro-law enforcement. This is pro-law enforcement, what we're trying to do here. Even though the people that they would be cooperating with ICE and turning over are people that would be in state jail, county jail, or a state crime. She said, I issued a directive back then to ensure that judges have as much information as possible before setting the dollar amount for bail in a case. Great, blah, 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 and on, and blah, blah, blah. So she said, even though the legislature should really be making these rules, we just make the rules now ourselves. They'll never admit there's a link there. They just won't, because that would hurt their bigger cause. It's like, why Cory Booker won't ever acknowledge Katie Brennan, the young woman in New Jersey who says Governor Murphy has given her nothing but a cover-up. It's the reason why Cory Booker will storm out of the Judge Kavanaugh hearing but not acknowledge his own constituent, Katie Brennan, because he is a progressive champion. And they can't acknowledge that this stuff happens on their side of the aisle. The reason why you'll never see a link between the rise in MS-13 gang activity in New Jersey and this new rule is because the progressives will tell you that all this does is just make life better for everybody. They can't acknowledge the fact that there's always an unintended consequence to their nonsense, right? So they won't talk about it. The media won't write a story about it. There won't be a link. There'll be a separate Asbury Park Press story and a separate Star Ledger story, and the two won't meet. Now, NJ.com, to their credit, has been all over Phil Murphy, which is great. Their latest piece here, which I love, a half dozen top staffers knew about sexual assault claims for months, but Governor Murphy insists he was in the dark. This is what I mean in terms of the hypocrisy here. Gene is in Kennett Square. Gene, how are you, sir?
Well, great. And I'm glad you're covering this topic. It's a very, very important one. And I have a unique perspective. I lived on the border with Mexico for 10 years in San Diego County. I have personally seen illegal aliens crossing the border. When I moved to San Diego County in 1988, that was 30 years ago, ICE estimated that 5,000 people a week cross the border illegally. That's 260,000 a year. That's an entire city. This is not just a problem. It is a tidal wave that is going to swamp the U.S. if we don't get it under control. I have heard so many ridiculous and absurd arguments, mostly from liberals and Democrats in general, that say things like, well, you know, people here illegally commit crimes at a lower rate than the rest of the population. Well, guess what? They're still crimes. And tell that to the person who lost a family member who was killed by an illegal alien, and there are hundreds of them. I've also heard that our immigration laws are unfair. Well, guess what? America admits almost a million people a year here legally, more than every other country on earth combined. So the argument that our immigration laws are unfair is also absurd. This is a huge problem.
Let me ask you a question here. Let's play devil's advocate for a second. Let's say illegal immigrants do commit crimes in lower numbers, right? Let's say that for the sake of argument. Then wouldn't you want the ones who are committing the crimes to be apprehended by ICE?
Absolutely.
Right. So that's my point. No, hang on a second. Hang on. So that's what I mean about the sanctuary state or city nonsense, right? You're talking about criminals. ICE only knows about them because they're already arrested for a separate crime, has nothing to do with immigration. The state's not arresting people for crossing the border illegally. The state's arresting them for robbery, larceny, drug dealing, whatever else, right? And so if the argument is immigrants commit less crimes, why would you not want those people to be deported?
Well, I agree completely. And the arguments by liberals are that, well, these are good people, and, oh, yes, some of them commit crimes. Well, guess what? Some of them commit crimes like rape and murder and, you know, horrific crimes where people get seriously injured or killed. And for people that are supporting undocumented immigrants, as they often like to say, to say that people who commit crimes like that should be here is not only an insult, it's an absurdity. And I really see this problem very differently than the average person. The average person has never lived on the border with Mexico. The average
Well, no, it's good. It's good to get your perspective. And I appreciate it, Gene. Thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it. Have a great day. 855-839-1210. I just, you know, I mean, I use this as an example of why the left doesn't really care about people. They say they do, but they don't. They really don't. Because, you know, when you've put in this sanctuary city nonsense, the people that become the targets then of law enforcement, federal law enforcement, are just people going about their day. Just going about their day, doing their thing. Previously, they weren't the target of ICE. Now they are. Because grandstanding politicians decided to make their state a sanctuary. And all they did was make a sanctuary from cooperating with ICE detainers. ICE detainer holds of people in jail. People don't really understand that point. That's why I want to make it, because a lot of people think, oh, it's sanctuary. You can't declare sanctuary. That's an irrelevant concept. You don't have the legal ability to do that. What you can do is just not cooperate when the feds say, hey, you got somebody in jail. We want them. That's what they do. And so as a byproduct of that, ICE says, well, now we're coming in with more numbers and we're going to look for everybody now. Even the little old lady at the bodega, even the guy mowing the lawn just trying to feed his family. Progressives don't really care. It's the same reason why the hashtag MeToo is BS. The reason why I keep harping on this Katie Brennan story is because obviously it's about everything that we talk about. Media bias, where's the national media in this? It's about the double standard, how they go after Republicans, they don't go after Democrats. And it's about the fact that the Democratic Party is full of it when they talk about all women are to be believed. Here's a woman, a very credible woman, with a very credible story. Does everything right, goes to the cops, gets a rape kit, tells people about it, and they ignore her. And that's what I mean. The left doesn't care. The hashtag Me Too is hashtag BS is what it is. Hashtag BS.
Ratio 8306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.